I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Winnie's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Go get your season passes right now at GreatLakesDragaway.com. Family fun entertainment, family affordable fun entertainment there in Union Grove. Just lots of fun stuff. Obviously, they'll get back on your way once everybody else gets back underway as they are waiting for the all clear to go to down in Union Grove. And I really hope we can get through all this and they can be open for Memorial Day, because their Memorial Day show is just outstanding. Labor Day show is outstanding. Fourth of July. I mean, they do such a great job down there. Roy Henning and those guys, Great Lakes Dragway. So get online, buy your season passes if you have an opportunity, if you're looking for something fun to do when this whole thing is said and done. And you know, that's an outdoor activity in all of that. And I know, Leroy, you're not a fan of anybody really going outside at this point. But Gary, I would have to think there are going to be a bunch of people outside in their yards doing lawn work or outside doing something this weekend when the weather turns warm.
Yeah, then that's the problem that you're going to have. I mean, people social distancing when they're outside. So I think when you start looking at the whole situation of how this sits, yeah, you're going to have a lot more people, especially in Wisconsin. We've been cooped up for a long
time. No
doubt. They're asking us to stay inside a little bit more. Yeah, it's going to be tough to just to be outside. Now, if you're a homeowner and you have your own yard, your own lawn, I mean, yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
But if you're, you know, if you're doing side-by-side condominiums and those type of things or apartment living, it's kind of tough to be away from people.
But you could take a walk, a hike, take a run, whatever, to enjoy the outdoors at this point. Open your windows up, let some of that air come in, all of that.
Right.
With this warm weather, should be good. Okay, so top three topics for Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane, 215. Would you be willing to overpay for Jadeveon Clowney? Now, again, that means you're going to cost yourself Kenny Clark or maybe a Bakhtiari going forward, and you have to figure out a way to free up some money to get Clowney under contract. That's the right lane. The left lane, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the season returns? This coming off of the Budenholzer comments yesterday. And the 4 o'clock hour, if you could see one player in their prime one more time, one game, who would it be? Could be somebody that you've never seen before, somebody that played before you were alive or whatever, and you've always wished you could see that person play. That's what we want to know. Who would that be? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll start with the right lane, talking about Jadeveon Clowney and whether or not you'd be willing to step up, spend the money, get Clowney in, and then have to make some tough decisions after that. GE, what you say?
Yeah, I mean, I love his talent. I think it makes the defense a little bit more versatile than they've been in a long, long time. Add him with the two Smith guys, but what expense? Expense would be have to be David Bakhtiari, or it would have to be, let's say, Kenny Clark. And Jadeveon Clowney is a special talent, but you just don't know what you're going to get from him game in and game out. So I guess I'll stand pat. I'll stay with Kenny Clark. I'll stay with Bakhtiari, and I'll build from there.
Another name that came up in that segment, Leroy, was Brandon Cooks. who might be traded at some point. And his salary is very similar to what Jadeveon Clowney is going to end up with, and he's under contract for like four or five more years at this point. Brandon Cooks under contract through 2023 with cap hit numbers of $16.8 million this year, $16.8 million in 2021, 2022, $17.8 million, 2023, $17.4 million. This is a wide receiver that's played on several teams, and of course now with the L.A. Rams.
No. It's amazing when we talk about why this guy can't stick with somebody. But, you know, him or Clowney, it's just like the money is going to price them out of that. I mean, a lot of teams don't have a lot of money left. I mean, if you think about the Packers, you know, Clowney, I don't know if it would make sense because they got so much money heavily outside with the Smith brothers. They need to invest inside. That would mean giving Kenny Clark a long-term deal. Or if you don't do that, you know, maybe invest in a middle linebacker. But as far as David Bakhtiari, as long as Aaron Rodgers in a uniform, he's going to be your left tackle. So they'll sign him to an extension next year. But Brandon Cooks, he would fit, but I don't know how the numbers would work. Now, Gary came up with something that makes a lot of sense. If you can get into some heavy negotiation to where both teams would split his salary and what's owed him, because this guy – he's still owed a lot of money. So, I mean, he had like, didn't he have like $47 million guaranteed or something like that?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks deal when he signed, it was 5 years at $81 million, $49.4 million guaranteed.
God is good, man. God is good.
But yet nobody wants him.
Right, and see, they can't take that number. So they're going to have to do something, and he's going to have to be involved as well to be willing to restructure his deal. And that means a lot of teams may give him a lot of that money up front and make to lower his base salary. There's ways to get it done, but it may cost you another player that you may want. Maybe a Corey Linsley, you know, that you may want to keep down the line. One of these other guys, you know, these lower level extensions, you can't do it anymore. So adding one player, you may need to let three go, and you don't want to play that kind of roulette with your team.
All right, that is the right lane. The left lane, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucs if and when the season returns? And this is kind of my fault for this topic because reading the Budenholzer comments yesterday, reading his comments and talking about how, you know, everybody's doing their own individual workouts and so forth on their own, and they're in constant communication with their guys, all good. And then he talks about how they are really in all the way on film study of possible Eastern Conference opponents and so forth. And me being a Bucks fan my whole life, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop at any moment in time. So in my brain, it starts going like, well, if they're doing this to other teams, you know every team in the East is thinking about how they're going to stop Giannis and beat this Bucks team too. And that's probably not good giving these guys all this extra time. Am I just a worrywart, Leroy Butler?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. Nobody can stop the Bucks in the East. Philly doesn't scare me. Boston, not even KD with Kyrie. It just doesn't. The Bucks are the most complete team in the entire NBA. They just are. There's nothing to worry about. Now, doing their due diligence, looking at film, and seeing if teams are going to try to emulate or duplicate what Toronto did, they can try, but they don't have the personnel that Toronto had for that 1 year when they had the claw, okay? He's gone. He's with the Clippers. So no other team can do that. So with that being said, the arrogance part of me, if I'm a Bucks fan, will stick out even more to say, wait a minute, we were already playing good. Now y'all going to give us like a month and a half more rest for Giannis? Stop it. Nothing can stop them. So I would not be worried at all.
Gary, what about you?
Well, I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, to me, it's all about Giannis. And I think he needs a rest. He was banged up right before we ended this thing and hurt his knee. And I think you get him close back to 100%. Now, everybody else is going to be close to 100% as well.
Yeah,
but I
true.
Think when you look at the Bucks, it's really about Giannis. Giannis is going to be the lead. I mean, he's going to be the guy that's going to have he's the straw that stirs the drink. Let's just be honest about it. So when they come back, he'll be fresh. He'll be ready to go. And also, his complementary pieces around him, you talk about Bledsoe and Middleton. And maybe that's a big three, however you want to call it. But I think also those guys need a lot of rest, too. So, yeah, I think it benefits the Bucks the most. I think it helps them out. Yeah, all these other teams are getting healthy, but Leroy's right. At the end of the day, when you have the MVP, which the Bucks have, I think it skews towards the Milwaukee Bucks more than anybody else right now. And you know what it's going to come down to. Most certainly, it also helps LeBron. LeBron's played the most minutes in the NBA amongst anybody else who in the league right now today because of all the playoff and championship games he's played in. So it's most certainly it's going to help LeBron to be off too. So you're hoping that you get Bucks-Lakers in the finals. It should be a good one.
All right, the next lane, the return lane during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. If you could see one player in their prime one more time, one more game, who would it be for you? Back to you, Gary Ellerson.
Bo Jackson. I mean, when he was doing, we got robbed of that. When he was doing it, nobody else was doing like that. I mean, that guy was just unbelievable. I just go back to the baseball game when he broke the bat across his leg, and then when he ran up beside the wall, and then the one run he had with Bosworth, and Bosworth talking all that mess. Then he ran, oh, come on, Leroy. Then he ran out the tunnel, then Lofton was chasing him. Man, it's absolutely incredible. Let me see Bo Jackson again right now today.
Yeah, no doubt. Amazing. Yeah, that would be one. Leroy, who was it for you?
I mean, listen, in college.
Leroy had one or two.
I got one, Herschel Walker, man. Herschel Walker, okay. he was just, in college, he was just a special back, man. I mean, it was third and 19, just toss him the ball and move. And the guy was just score. I mean, I remember that one Sugar Bowl. I don't know if they played Penn State or they played Pittsburgh with Dan Marino or what, but man. Herschel Walker was just truly amazing. Then you had, the commentators in that game. I can't think of his name right now. Boy, Nelly, let me tell you about Bo Jackson. Keith Jackson, yeah. Keith Jackson was calling that. Man, listen, I'm telling you something. I know Barry Sanders was special. I know Bo was special in college. But Herschel Walker was truly a man amongst boys. So I would love to see one more game. With that Georgia team he was on, I don't know if Buck Ballew was his quarterback or not, but he was just, the guy was truly, they had one, two plays, just like the Packers, that sweep, Gary, with Jim Taylor, student body left and right, just toss it to Herschel and get out of the way, and the guy was amazing.
All right, to the phones we go, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, the right lane. Would you be willing to overpay for Jadeveon Clowney at the expense of a Bakhtiari or a Kenny Clark or having to reduce somebody's contract? That's the right lane. The left lane, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the season returns based off of Coach Boonholder's comments yesterday? And the return lane, if you could see one player in their prime one more time, who would it be? Let's go to Mark in Whitefish Bay. You're next on the Fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, hi, guys. Love your show. Long time listener.
Thank you.
And I was going to pick out to see the Big O play again. But when I was a youngster growing up, it was more being a field general for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'd like to see what he was really like back in the day when he was averaging a triple-double and he was the center of the offense. As a kid watching TV, all I saw back then were the Lakers with Baylor and West or the Celtics with Russell and Cousy. You could see the Big O very much. And I'd like to see what kind of player he really was back then.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good one. That's another
Oscar
good
Robertson,
one.
Man. Mr. Triple-Double,
yeah,
Leroy.
Mr. Triple-Double. Yeah, man. I mean, the ultimate team guy that gets his own shot, get a shot for you, and ready to get back on defense and steal it. I mean, that's just truly amazing.
Steal it.
He just never got a lot of credit for stealing these just great passes. And just, I mean, winning a championship in Milwaukee to me is just truly amazing. I mean, the smallest market and just beating all those teams. And the guy still, I mean, whenever you can average a triple-double, I know a couple guys still did it, but he was the first to do anything like that. He was just, the guy was special, man.
All right, Evan tweets at the Fan, I wouldn't play Clowney more than $10 million a year. Can't stay healthy, and he has never had a double-digit sack season, and I'm a Texans fan. Very good defensive line player, but numbers just don't show much.
The Texans got fans?
Yeah, they got fans, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, you've watched Clowney on tape for the last couple of years. How would you evaluate him?
Hey, man, Clowney got a motor. That's all you need. At any time, he can take over a game. He's just like Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, you may not see him, but for some reason, one or two series, he just dominates. He just dominates. And that's worth a lot of money. It really is. I mean, the guy really got drafted off of one hit against Michigan. Wasn't that against Michigan? Gary, I think it was against Michigan.
Yeah. Jumped over the line or whatever. Yeah,
and then hit the guy in the back. Okay, yeah. Gets picked. But the guy is a freak of nature. The size, strength. And size, you know what I think? he'll make other players better because you'll say, you know what? This guy got the Brett Favre, Reggie White effect. This guy's in this locker room. It's going to elevate everybody else's game. And that's what he did in Seattle. He tried to really basically do it all by himself. Mm-hmm. He was truly amazing.
Truly amazing indeed. All right, we'll take some more of your phone calls coming up next. Right Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, the segment sponsored to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery. Tally's is open for curbside pickup and delivery from 11 until 8. Visit their website, tallystap.com, or their Facebook page for details. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, broadcasting live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Coming up 15 minutes or so from right now, it's Share a Little Sunshine on The Wendy's Big Show, presented to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Use this email address to send a positive story that you may have, something that was pretty cool that happened when maybe you were at a store, maybe you were on a walk and you saw something pretty cool happen, a cute story about your kids, your pets. I think that could put a smile on people's faces when they hear us read it on The Big Show. Email it live at 1057fmthefan.com. We're going to try and do this each day here on The Big Show, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. The right lane, would you be willing to overpay for a Jadeveon Clowney, even though it may cost you a Bakhtiari or a Kenny Clark next year? That's the right lane. The left lane, will this hiatus help or hurt the Bucks if and when the season returns? And the return lane, if you could see one player in their prime, one game, one more time, who would it be? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Also still to come, you'll hear from Ernie Johnson of TNT straight ahead on The Big Show as well. Mike in Oconomowoc, you're next on The Wendy's Big Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks. I wish, ironically, I got two players that I wish we could have seen more of, and the Lions killed both of their careers. It would be Megatron and Barry Sanders. Love the show, guys. Miss Baby Towel Shout.
Yep, we do too. Thanks for the call.
You know Dan excited of hearing those two.
Well, all right, let's ask Plucker, because we have an ass Plucker. I'm assuming it's Barry Sanders. I mean, okay. well, I mean, there's hockey, too. I mean, nobody's watching hockey players. I mean, it could be Iserman. It could be anybody at this point.
I mean, stick to sports, okay? Stick to sports.
Stop.
It might be Justin Verlander. That year he won 24 games.
Oh, yes.
We had the MLB ticket. Yeah. I was living in California at the time, and my goodness, that dude could just do everything that year. He had 250 strikeouts that season.
Yeah,
insane.
And you remember, Justin Verlander started struggling there for a little bit, and everybody thought Verlander might be done, and obviously, clearly not done. No, Justin Verlander, a bad, bad man that year for sure. Lou on the north side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. What's up, Lou?
So, I have to see Roberto Clemente one time. My grandfather played winter ball with him, and the stories he would tell me, he said Clemente had an arm and was never afraid to use it. He
said, yeah.
He runners out at first base when they rounded, took too big of a round. He said he throw behind them. He'd pick runners out, you know, at third base. He said his arm, he was incredible. Just one time, that'd be the guy.
So this is the thing, right? Everybody always talked about his offense and everything, but you're right. His arm was like Vladimir Guerrero-like.
Oh, yeah. My granddad said he easily threw, 99, 100 miles an hour from the outfield to third base. He said
woo!
That's
no question. He said, and he said, with today's medicine, and I get on him, and I'm like, Pops, like, with today's steroids, can you imagine what he'd do with the Ryan Braun prescription? It'd be incredible.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, man, Sal's for the call. Appreciate it. There's Lou on the north side. Roberto Clemente being one for him.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got another
one
here on Twitter that I thought was really good. And this is from MN Cheesehead. I'm assuming that means Minnesota. Tweets at the Fan, says, I'd have to go with Lawrence Taylor.
Ooh, that is a great one.
And that makes Gary, curl up your feet.
Tell him about the time you had to block him, G.E.
I did.
But you were supposed to. Weren't you supposed to?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going another way. I don't know what that guy was doing the night before.
No doubt. Yes, Blocker.
I got some breaking news if you wanted to do the read.
Sure. Okay, breaking news on the fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Dan Plucker, what you got?
It's no longer really a rumor. It's official. The NBA is considering Las Vegas, and only Las Vegas, as the host site for an entire playoff system.
That's what I said yesterday. It'll have to be somewhere that everybody wants to be. But if they're talking about social distancing, then it wouldn't be there.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is shut down. There's nothing open. There.
I know.
Yeah. It's a ghost town.
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
But you know everybody will come back there, though.
They're not going to let anybody back if they're doing this.
Yeah,
nope.
They're going to keep it the same. They're not going to allow anybody on the strip.
Yeah, and you're going to each team is essentially going to have their own hotel. You're going to have two teams in a casino hotel probably to be able to play. And you've got two gyms at the Thomas and Mack Center where the Summer League gets played. There's two gyms. Mm-hmm. You could have two games at a time going in that gym.
And they could have, and they got enough space for everybody to be in a hotel.
For sure.
Oh, they definitely got enough space.
And to be far apart.
Because, I mean, seriously, you're talking about half the league is going to be there. So you're talking about 16 NBA teams with staff and everything else would be in these casinos in Vegas.
You can put almost three teams in one hotel, and they don't even have to see each other.
Oh, and those casinos
all
are
those
huge.
Guys,
yes.
All those guys will be tested, too. So I'm just worried about the fans just going to want to be there.
There will be no fans.
Yeah, there won't be any fans there, Leroy.
Like, you're talking about in the venue or outside the venue?
Either. Nowhere. Nothing. There won't
be
anybody.
The city's going to be a ghost town.
The city's going to be. They are right now. So the only thing Vegas will have on the strip there, I'm talking, I mean, the outer limits of the city where people live normally, obviously they still live there. But
no,
we're
talking about on the strip.
Right, area. On the strip, that will all only be NBA teams. And then the Thomas and Mack will probably be for the NBA playoff games. And again, you could run two games at a time.
And, so you're saying no fans are going to drive up there, fly up there, nothing?
Well, they can, but they're not going to get in. I mean, they're not going to be allowed to rent
gonna,
a room or anything.
They're going to still try to get there.
And,
I hope y'all right, though.
And the hotels will be quarantined off. There will be high security at all entrances.
Yeah.
Nobody will be able to get in that place.
Nope. Not at all. And then, you know, you'll just be taking your buses or whatever over to the Thomas and Mack and then back.
They get on the bus and they leave.
Right. And
what
then you'll have
did they
limited.
Say they were going to do it?
What?
Did they say what month they're going to do it? Did they say that?
They didn't give a timetable at all.
No timetable at all.
Oh, just a place. Okay.
Just that they're going to try and
Where'd
do it.
Where'd you see this at, Pluck?
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated has it. Look, if this is going to go down and this is what they're going to try and do, I mean, they may get to this next month. I mean, if this is what they're going to try and do.
No, I think they'll wait after the 30th, obviously.
Correct. Right.
Please wait after the 30th. Sure.
But again, what could happen is they could extend it to the end of May. I mean, at some point, you got to determine if you're going to go or not. So either we can continue to wait through and wait for this extension to eventually be done, or you're just going to have to decide we're going. And that's that. And I'm telling you, now with this, if this is actually a possibility – and this may actually happen. It might be something that they may just do in May. Because if you think about it, if you start the playoffs in May, then your playoffs could be done by the end of June. I mean, you really wouldn't delay the draft by that much. You really wouldn't delay free agency by that much. There is no international play to worry about for these guys now, so they're going to worry about missing anything international play-wise. And it really wouldn't screw up next season as far as the start time for next season either.
Okay.
And they would be the only show on TV unless baseball decided to do something themselves if the NBA gets going. And we all agree, right, that the NBA is going to be the one to make the first move on this thing?
Right.
Because nobody else is going to want to go first on it.
That's when they go. Nope. Mm-mm. It's exactly what's going to happen.
And.
Well, here we go. We'll see what happens.
And then on top of that, you've got the time zone difference a little bit as far as time of game starts and stuff like that and how that'll play out with the East Coast time frame versus, you know, Central Standard Time Zone. And then how many games in a day do you want to play? I mean, because, again, you could have two games at one time in that building. And the two gyms, for those of you that have never been to the NBA Summer League, the two gyms are separated by this huge area with concession stands. They got a bar, a whole deal, and you can just literally walk in between both stadiums back and forth. Like, just walk back and forth without any issues whatsoever. So I think, yeah. I mean, obviously it would make sense if that's something that they decide to do going forward, and it would get them on TV quicker. I don't know.
We'll see
how that whole thing plays out. All right, coming up next, we are going to do the Bayview Shannon Blythe share a little sunshine moment. Also, still to come, we'll check in with Jerry's Old Town. Talking takeout on the Fan, that comes up at about 10 to 6 or so. We'll find out what good specials and they have for carryout and stuff over at Jerry's Old Town coming up at about 10 to 6. And then also don't forget Ernie Johnson of TNT or NBA on TNT, of course, does the show with Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny the Jet Smith, as well as Charles Barkley, love him or not. That's the show that he normally does. And he is doing a great thing on Twitter, is Ernie Johnson, about, it's called, I think it's called a journalism school or school of journalism or something like that. And is really doing a pretty cool bit on there with different people in the within the media. Twitter live videos, I guess you would say, is what they are. So we'll hear from him coming up at about 5:40, somewhere in that area. All right, let's check in and get the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic from CBS News here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on a Thursday. And tomorrow's going to be fun. In case you missed it, Gilbert Brown and Leroy Butler got this thing going back and forth on Facebook. This top five challenge, and Gilbert Brown threw out the top five challenge, the top five quarterbacks of all time to Leroy. We were going to do it today, got sidetracked by a bunch of stuff going on here within the building. So we are going to do that tomorrow, and we'll see what Leroy Butler comes up with, top five quarterbacks of all time, and we'll find out what the top five challenge Leroy has for Gilbert Brown going back the other way. That's tomorrow here on the Wendy's Big Show. Right now, time to share a little sunshine.
It's time for some positive stories. If you have one you'd like the Big Show to share, email them to live at 1057fmthefan.com.
I got a pocket, got a pocket for the sunshine.
I got that sunshine in my pocket and the sunshine.
It's time to share a little sunshine. Presented by Bayview Shade and Blind.
Everybody loves the sunshine.
On the Fan.
All right, time to share a little sunshine here on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson as well. And, of course, our guy, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. And, Leroy, you said you had something to share a little sunshine with earlier, presented to you by Bayview Shannon Blinds. And for those of you that still aren't necessarily grasping how this whole thing works, let me see if I can help you or explain to you how this whole thing works, because it is something we just started yesterday. Bayview Shannon Blinds, share a little sunshine. We want listeners to share a good story. We hear so much bad news. We want to know something good going on, something you did, something someone did for you. Just good, positive stories that we can share a little sunshine. Again, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, serving our community for over 94 years. They stay behind their word, and Bayview Shade and Blind is never happy until the customer is happy. BayviewShadeandBlind.com. Share a little sunshine. Leroy Butler, what say you?
Well, I just, last week, is something that happened that was a big deal for me, obviously. Around these supermarkets, you know, Pick and Save, Kroger groups, they donated $50,000 worth of food to Feeding America and Salvation Army. And if you think about it, some of these food banks and some of these people really need food nowadays. They really do, especially when people can't go to the grocery store to get food. Sometimes we forget about the people that sometimes may have to cut back on a few things here and there, but food is one that we just can't stand by and let people go hungry. So I appreciate what the Roundy's supermarkets have done. I mean, $50,000, you know, worth of food goes a long way to the Feeding America and Salvation Army. I want to thank Emily Williamson. That's my boss.
You have a boss in life?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of bosses.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all women, too.
They're all women?
All women.
So let me see if I can, you call Mitch Rosen a woman?
Now, Mitch is superior. That's different. That's a different category.
I'm totally confused. So now there's a superior and there's a boss.
Yes.
What is the difference?
Well, the difference is one of them, you're going to be cold and lonely, and it won't go right. The other one, he can help you get another job.
Oh, my Lord. All right, that's good. That's good. That is just...
You got what? You got a boss, too, when you get home, trust me.
You're damn right. Yeah, I'm not sitting saying I don't. I'm not saying I don't own. You are right, 110%. Yes, you are absolutely correct.
But I appreciate what they've done. It really makes me feel good to even report that. It's just good. And they don't do it for headlines, you know, but I think the good thing to do, if you can help your neighbor, you know, I think that's the most important thing. That's the reason why we're going to get through this thing
yeah.
for everybody helping each other.
And that's the other thing, too. You know, I mean, if you live by elderly people or whatever, go over there and see if there's anything you can do for them, whether it's, you know, go pick up some groceries for them or go do something for them or help them move something in their yard or whatever the case may be. Just try and help them out as much as you can, especially if they're living by themselves, because that can become a very lonely situation when you're in isolation like that. No question. Make sure to do that. All right, let's hear from Ernie Johnson of NBA on TNT. He joined the Bill Michaels Show earlier today.
Well, and it's a pleasure to bring this man on the program. Ernie Johnson, four-time Emmy Award-winning host of TNT's Inside the NBA. And you can follow him on Twitter at TurnerSportsEJ. Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, we're hanging in there, and I hope you are too, man. Thanks for having me on.
It is a very can you, in your broadcast career, can you ever remember a time like this in which we've just basically been at a standstill?
Never mind a broadcast career. It's my life. I'm 63 years old. And I mean, look, none of us have ever seen this. I was talking to my mom the other day. She's 91. And I said, Lolo, just when you think you've seen it all, here's something new for us to all deal with. So, the impact on sports and on broadcasting and televised sports is one thing, but it's just this is so much larger than that. This is just something that, you know, it's something that you saw in movies, and you said, well, that'll never happen here. And now we're dealing with this and seeing these staggering numbers, and my heart just goes out for everybody who's dealing with this.
So let me ask you this, because you have the Ernie Johnson, you know, journalism school and the broadcast school, and I wanted to ask you this because when you get into this business, 99% of us that go through the collegiate side of things and you get into this business, you go in through journalism. You go in through gathering facts, how to get it, how to get a story, how to confirm separate, you know, sources and such. With what you're teaching now, you know, I guess how, you know, what are you telling, what would you be telling young journalism students now how to handle this and how to look at this? Because on one hand, it's terrible. But on the other hand, this opens up a whole different realm of opportunity with social media, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, and let me get to the crux of the thing behind the EJ's Journalism School, which is something that we're doing online with Twitter Live. And when everything hit, Bill, it was like, you know, everything kind of came to a screeching halt, and you were saying, okay, what am I going to do? And I thought about, you know, I may just get on Twitter here and talk to people who are following me, you know, and just say, hey, let's talk about stuff. And I talked to our social media team, and they said, you know, you could do a Twitter Live, and I didn't know you could do that. But I did, and then I said, well, you know what, I want to just tailor these conversations to journalism school students, because I used to love it when I was in J school and a professor would bring in somebody who was actually in the business and you could pepper them with questions. And so, and it's also one of the things I love to do when I return to Athens, Georgia, and my alma mater, the University of Georgia. And I speak to classes there all the time at the Grady College. So, that's kind of how we decided to do it. And then I just started lining up my friends to all take an hour. So last Tuesday when it debuted, I took an hour on Tuesday from 2 to 3 Eastern. The next day it was Seth Davis, and then it was Brian Anderson, who you obviously everybody hears
yes.
with the Brewers. And then it was Matt Weiner. Had James Brown on this past Monday. Stu Gotts from the Dan Levitard Show talked about how he got from Clark University through internships to being on one of the most popular radio programs in the country. And then yesterday we had Ali LaForce talking about the art of sideline reporting. And this afternoon, in a little over an hour, it's going to be Scott Van Pelt. So everybody that I've approached with this, and I've said, you want to talk to some J-school students and take their questions for an hour? And they unanimously said yes. Steve Levy goes tomorrow, another friend of mine from ESPN. So that's kind of, it was just one of these things, how can I help somebody else out in this time? And so I said, well, let's help these journalism students who've had their year cut short and let them talk to the best in the business about how they got there and what kind of advice they can take. So I think that they're learning from them and, you know, in terms of how a young journalist would handle this. I mean, it's, but there is no guideline. This is the rules are being written daily on how you are supposed to handle this and where you can go and who you can speak with and that. And so it's this fluid situation. But I've told some of these students, I told them the other day during my hour, I said, if you want to practice your writing skills, I said, this is an opportunity to do that. Compose something about what you're doing on here. Post it somewhere. You know, your thoughts on what this country is going through right now, you may help somebody else out. And so use the opportunity to write about it and connect your thoughts and express yourself that way. We're all dealing with it however we can get from this day to the next day to the next day, Bill.
And that's an excellent point because, like you said, this is unprecedented. I people ask me all the time, you know, well, I think what people do is when they turn to us, they're looking for some kind of guidance because maybe we've got some insight being in the media that maybe isn't out there yet. And I tell all my friends the same thing. I'm like, guys, you're as old as I am. I've never done this before. This is completely new to me. The only reference point I had was when 9/11 happened, and that was for a week, and then we got back to, we're not going to let this keep us down. This is an unknown terrorist to us. We don't know where it is, when it'll strike, who it'll strike, whether or not we're even carrying it with us. So it's just unprecedented time. I did want to ask you a little bit regarding, you know, the NBA. And again, we've seen work stoppages happen before, but as I talk to many both on the mic and off the mic, it's they want a resolution to the season. They want a culmination. They want to crown a champion. But as we now talk about football getting pushed back and what's going to happen collegiately, what's going to happen professionally, you know, the two sports that I look to really kind of pull us back out of this are going to be the NBA and Major League Baseball, and they're considering doing it without fans. Logistically, I guess, is all of this the way they're talking? Is this possible?
Well, I mean, I think they're looking at every conceivable solution, and they would be remiss if they were not. You know, I think they're looking at, and I think what they're doing is saying, let's throw all this stuff on the wall and see what sticks. Would this be a possibility? But at the same time, what's impossible to do is because you don't know the time frame. You know, I've talked to businessmen in this time, and that's one of the things that they say, in small business owners who said, if we just knew the time frame, we could handle this. But nobody knows the time frame. Nobody can say that, okay, it's going to be okay after April 30th. Okay, it's going to be fine May 6th. Okay, what do I do between now and then? It's because of that unknown. That's, you know, that's the thing that, so you can make this plan and say, yeah, this, we want to, you know, as you're hearing, let's go to Las Vegas and have a tournament there and quarantine the teams and that, you know, so sure. I'm sure that's been out there and something that's been discussed. Now, how feasible is it? And so how is travel going to be affected? You know, will teams be able to get to Las Vegas? What if somebody tests positive in Las Vegas, then what, do you quarantine that team? There were just so many variables at work there, Bill. And look, I love the NBA as much as the next guy. And I've been doing this for 30 years, sitting in that chair on inside the NBA. But look, if it came down to it, where it just wouldn't be the right thing to do, then that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, that's just me saying what's on my heart right now, that there are more important things than the NBA right now. There's more important things than Major League Baseball. There's, you know, and to me, if you're going to try something like this, you better darn be sure that it's the right thing to do and that you're not putting anybody else in danger.
Yeah, no doubt. Ernie, great to talk to you. Real quick before I let you go, I just got a couple of quick questions. Obviously, you had a lot of fun here last year in the Milwaukee area. You're from the area. Boy, did the Fiserv Forum and those fans down there, they open their arms to you or what?
To the show, this they did. I mean, it was, and we talked about it. That was probably the best crowd we've ever had when we've done a show outside. During the conference finals when we go on the road. And I'm not saying that because I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. But the excitement that they generated, the goodwill that they generated, just the absolute genuine excitement with being in the Eastern Conference Finals and being a step away from going to the NBA Finals. It was so fresh with everybody, and the nights were just perfect. I mean, we just loved being there. And then, you know, we had the chance to go have a little cookout in the old neighborhood at Endress Park over there near Tulsa. And man, it was just good for my soul. And so I will never forget that. I will never forget those Eastern Conference Finals. We'll never forget that trip back home. And just to refresh your memory, on opening night of the NBA season, I picked the Bucks over the Clippers in the NBA Finals.
Hopefully it all comes to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if we ever get to that point. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I know that there's talk now of a Tiger Phil matchup too with Brady and also Peyton Manning. You were there the last time those two got together. How fun was that?
It was different, I'll tell you that. It was fun, but it was the most different broadcast that I've been a part of, Bill, because we had so many moving parts. I mean, I was working with, you know, Darren Clark and Peter Jacobson, and then we had like four other guys, Adam Lefko and four others on one set, and Barkley was over there. And you had, you know, two players mic'd up, and you're trying to hear them, and everybody else is trying to talk. It was really a juggling act. But it was fun to be a part of and to see those guys from time to time. Maybe you didn't get all the, you know, as much trash talk, quote, as you wanted to, but you had some snide remarks here and there and some side bets going on, which were entertaining. We'll see what happens here. I mean, I don't know if this is the way it's going to play out, if this is going to come about. But it's, you know, it's one other way that you would, you know, incorporate, you know, a couple of high-profile athletes, and maybe it would increase the talk. Because, you know, one thing, it's hard for really great players to trash-talk each other when they're both hitting great shots.
Right.
If you've got a guy whose game isn't that great and he's an easy target, you know, that's where you would get some really good sarcasm from guys like Phil and Tiger talking about some shots hit by Peyton and Brady if it came down to that. But we'll see, you know. And again, all of this is just, you know, chatter until we know where we are with the coronavirus and what we're going to be allowed to do.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say it's a pleasure. I know you're kind of wrapping things up, but it's been a fascinating conversation. I wish we could go on for another hour and just talk about everything from Milwaukee to what's going on in our world. But I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for coming on for a while. Thanks for, obviously, people can find the Ernie Johnson Journalism School on Twitter as well if they want to kind of look over the fence and see what it's all about. And I look forward to seeing you guys back here in Milwaukee hopefully soon. Hopefully we get through this and you guys are back here soon on the Fiserv Forum Square.
No, we'd love to do it too, Bill. We really would. And just to everybody out there, I mean, I don't want to run into your commercial break, but let me just say, I'm with you. We're all in this boat together, and we're all kind of waking up in the morning and saying, how are we going to get through this? And as long as we keep in mind how can we make somebody else's life better, today? How can we help somebody else get through this? I think that I think that's the key. If, as long as you're not just thinking about, oh, I'm bored or I'm this or I'm that, how am I going to make somebody else make their day better as they get through this? Let's kind of focus on that and see what we can do to help everybody else get through it.
Absolutely. Ernie, it's a pleasure. I hope you'll come back on the program sometime soon. It's been great to talk to you, okay?
You got my number, man. I'm available anytime you want. I got time on my hands right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no doubt. We all do. There's Ernie Johnson on Bill Michaels from earlier today. All right, coming up next, so we're going to talk with Chaz Hastings from Jerry's Old Town and figure out what great carry-out and delivery special they got going on over there in Germantown. That's straight ahead on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. And it is time for everyone's favorite segment here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Welcome to the radio. Can I take your order?
While you can't go sit down and eat at places right now, you can still order carry out or delivery.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Let's find out a great place for you to order from. The Fan is talking takeout.
All right, joining us now is Chaz Hastings from Jerry's Old Town out in Germantown, right there on Main Street in Germantown. Chaz, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so the first thing I see here, curbside growler service from 20-plus beers. You're not still doing that, are you?
We're doing that every day of the week. We got the 2-liter growlers.
Oh.
We also have the 5-liter hop growl package kegs.
5 liters?
5 liters.
Oh my goodness gracious! I mean, I live in Oak Creek, but I don't know, man. That's worth the drive out to Germantown for that. And you just introduced the Big Boy Burger as well.
Yeah, we did. You know what? We actually acquired the statue, the original Big Boy statue, a couple years ago, and we've been looking to do this for a while. But just last week, we introduced the Big Boy Burger, and I'm telling you, as a small child growing up in Michigan, I enjoyed that burger all the time, and we nailed it. Our chef Gustavo just made it perfect.
As a person that grew up in Wisconsin, I also enjoyed the Big Boy Burger and going to Big Boy all the time as well. Where did you have to buy the statue from, though? Who had the rights to that?
You know, I was actually looking at those online for years, and out in California, they were pretty expensive, but the shipping would have killed me. But one day I was down in Chicago at an antique store. I opened the door, and it was almost like an Animal House, or Blues Brothers, I'm sorry, when the light just shone on Belushi.
Right.
I opened the door to this place, and their Big Boy was staring at me. So
wow.
One of my guys and got the trailer down there, and we picked it up. And now later this year, we're actually going to do a Big Boy lookalike contest.
Oh.
And we're going to get a Big Boy burger every week for 3 months.
Oh, my goodness. Now that sounds like fun. Put those pictures up on social media. Talk with Chaz Hastings from Jerry's Old Town in Germantown right there on Main Street. All right, so what do you got available? I know ribs are really good over at Jerry's Old Town.
It's been the same rib since 1978. It's our staple item. But right now, like a lot of other places, we're actually looking to do some other comfort foods. Next week, we're going to be introducing a bucket of fried chicken.
There you go.
Do a special mac and cheese, cavatappi noodle, and then the beer cheese.
Oh.
We're going to come up with a meatloaf bacon wrap with pork.
Man.
And all of our other specials, every day.
You all are stepping up your game is what's going on at Jerry's Old Town, right?
You know, we all have to. And, we're also getting everything ready because we know once everything gets back to a little bit of the normalcy, we're going to be ready with our beer garden. So we're getting a lot of stuff done here right now. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity we have to still service our guests, but then also get things done so that when everything does get turned back on, we're ready to go.
And you're going to be having some other new beer gardens in different cities as well, right?
Super excited. We're going to do a Hofbräu beer garden in Slinger.
Okay.
We're going to do a Weinstephan beer garden in Brookfield right in front of Mamma Mia's.
Oh.
And then we're going to have the I think it's one of the first Mexican beer gardens we're going to have in Sussex,
wow,
a new development that we're doing. So, yeah, 3 new beer gardens that we're going to open this summer. And then we still have, our the gem of our collection, which is Von Rothenberg right here in Germantown, which is one of the most authentic beer gardens you'll see out there.
That's awesome. He is Chaz Hastings, Jerry's Old Town, right there, Main Street in Germantown. Go get some food from him. And don't forget about the growler service. They have over 20-plus beers to choose from. Thanks so much, Chaz, for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You betcha. There he is, Chaz Hastings, Jerry's Old Town. Coming back tomorrow, same time, same channel, 2 o'clock, Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Great job by Dan Plucker producing today. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.